Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The next thing they say, it was based on the Textus Receptus, which is partly true. A whole truth presented, a half truth presented as a whole truth is an untrue. Would you agree there? Now, also think about the word new. If it's new, is it the same? I don't think so. So there you go. That's what a counterfeit is. I told you I work for the bank. They first teach you how to mark the original. You have to understand what the original one is. They don't teach you about all these false ones. They say, hey, you just know the real deal. So you'll spot a counterfeit when you see it. Now, I didn't even want to display this slide, but I have to. Let's look at the cover of the New King James Bible. This is the symbol that you see on the New King James Bible. And then, as you see, that it is represented by intertwining loops. And these loops represent the mark of the beast. Anybody know what that number is? Do you see that in their logo? Now, the way they try to explain this is that this logo was an ancient sign for the Trinity. But it is a pagan Trinity that is used in ancient Egypt mysteries. It is also used by Satanists and witchcraft. Wow. I tell you, when I start checking this symbol, I got scared. It was really scary. I'm like, whoa, I don't even want to look at it no more. But do your study on that, and you'll see. There's one scripture that I want. Well, two scriptures. Write this one down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. And this would be a good scripture for anything in your life. You need to really know this scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. And I tell you, I try to live by this scripture here for everything. It says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, if they did any research on any of it, they would see that this symbol was tied to Satanists, bands, groups, whole bunch of things. So just there, if they know God's word, they should have stayed away from it because it was going to cause a lot of controversy. But there's a scripture that the Bible tells us, Acts 17, 29. Because I remember they said it represents the Trinity. Here's what Acts 17, 29 says about that. It says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened unto gold or silver or stone or graven art by men's devices. I mean, that scripture right there, boom, nails it on the head, because they talk about it represents the Trinity. So, wow. So, right off the bat, we see the mark even before we get into the book. Now, the next one. Next slide. Now, this one's hard to see, so I have to help you out with this one. Well, what they say is that they remove the these and thous and made it more.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.